Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning. Excuse me. I hope everyone is prepared for today. I mean, today is just not only our radio show, but it's the beginning of a new day, a new week, and it's Sunday, the day we all go and worship. Hopefully, we worship more than just on Sundays, but I'm just going to go with it today that I know that the majority of us will worship today. Got a great show lined up. We always have good shows here, but I'm super excited about the new time and the new day that we're doing Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host of the show, and we used to come on Thursday mornings, and we are now airing live every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 Central Standard Time. So if this is something you're interested in being a guest on, you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and fill out a registration, and then select the date that would be most available for you to be a guest on our show. Today's show is titled Christians Acting with a God-Given Purpose. Now, as I look at that title, I start to see a lot of struggle. And when I say struggle, I mean to say that it's just difficult to act with a God-given purpose. A lot of us don't know what our God-given purpose is. A lot of us never even sat down to try to figure it out. And I'm always trying to do that, but not really sure. Like most people, some days I think I got it, and some days I just don't know. So how do we find that out? Well, I used to search. That didn't work too good. You can read your Bible in the morning, and sometimes that'll give you clarity on some things, but not everything. Sometimes we take out of the Bible what we want to take out, and sometimes it's forced on us that we just can't see any other way out. So, you know, yesterday I had the opportunity to go to a lady's house and visit with her about some work that was needed in her house. And we got to talking, and as I was driving there, it was an hour from my house. And I was thinking, wow, this is very far for me to go. Why should I be doing this? But someone recommended me to go there and speak with the lady, so I did, out of courtesy for that. Well, an hour and a half after I got there, I was leaving, and I realized what the purpose was that I was in that house. Her and I had an incredible conversation. God was very present in the house with us, and I know that from the conversation that developed. I didn't go there to talk about the Lord, family, Christ, church, my life, her children, my children. I didn't go there for that. I went there to help her with some repairs that might have been needed in her house. So I was driving home from there, and I was I was just overwhelmed with smiles. It's just amazing how that works. And I drove home an hour, and I was telling my wife, and I thought, oh my goodness, I forgot to say thank you, Lord, for putting those words in my mouth and her mouth, and just using that opportunity, which I thought was going to be to go and give her some pricing on some work in her house. It turned out to be that I went there to talk about my past experiences, hear hers, and both of us gain some opportunity there to understand the purpose of that visit. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken time out to think about things like that or recognize it? I recognize that every day those types of things take place. Sometimes it's like bam, bam, bam. It's just all over you. And sometimes it's the last thing before you go to bed. But I know it happens every day. I also know that we don't always take time out to see what that is. So I'm really blessed, just totally blessed for yesterday. Can't wait to see what today brings. But all I can do is show up and be the best me I can be, living through the words of the Lord the best I can. Because, you know, we're not, we weren't created as perfect. So we make a lot of mistakes. So sometimes we have to just let it go, ask for forgiveness, and continue along and do what our given purpose was. So for me, I think that all of us can fall under the category of God's given purpose for us is to spread his word. So whether it's having a conversation about the political race in a positive way, about, I know that's a tough subject, but, you know, let's just go right for the toughest thing first, right? Let's think about how we could turn that opportunity into something better. How about when you're just having a conversation with your children, your coworkers, or your spouse? How about just talking about something that took place in your day that's kind of hard to explain? I mean, when I say kind of hard to explain, I mean, we could take the credit for it, but we know it's not that. That isn't our due to something we knew or thought we were going to do. It's just something that came out of our mouth. So God puts words in our mouth sometimes, and we're able to speak really good with it. And sometimes he leaves us with no wording. And when I find that when he leaves us with no wording, it's time for us to listen to someone else. But my point here, folks, is make sure every day, as a challenge to yourself, that you'll go out and have conversation with others. Find out with others what it is they do, why they do it, how's it going? You know, do they go to church? Do they believe in the Lord? Tell them a little bit about yourself. But most importantly, ask them about them. Find out a lot more about them. And you'll just see how God works that. Now, I can't guarantee every time it's going to be, just an incredible ending. Sometimes it's just going to be a conversation. But I can guarantee you that if you want to find out what your given purpose is, what your God-given purpose is as a Christian, okay, you should, quiz other people to see what they're doing and how you might help them. I know it's an unpopular thing, helping others without anything in return, but it is what God wants us to do, is to go out and help others. So I hope this week you have an incredibly blessed week. I hope that you'll go out there and have conversation with others and find out more about them. You know, last week I did my show. It was the first show we aired on Sunday mornings. And it was much to my surprise because, as my guests will tell you, I don't have pre-show. I don't have a conversation with them about how we're going to do the show or what we're going to talk about. I just bring them on and I want to find out what it is they're doing. I want to be like the listener. I don't want this to be planned. I want to see what I get out of it. And when I went to church last week after the show, I couldn't help but talk about my show, not the fact that I was doing a show, but the guest and the stories they told me. So it's a really good thing for you to go out there and meet people, even people that you know, and have conversation with them and find out what's going on in their world and see how you can help. And you will be blown away by the stories that others carry inside them. So, my name is Tony Gambone. We have a great show lined up here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. And I hope that, first of all, before we take a commercial break and bring up my first guest, Laura Richardson, I hope that you'll go to Facebook and give us a like, Tough Talk Radio Network, or my Facebook page, Tony Gambone. Hit us up on Twitter. We're out there on social media. We'd love to connect with you, and this is the way to do it. And if you tuned in late, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to talk about the miracles God is bringing in your life, the things that you're doing to help others make it their way through life, then, you know, hit us up at toughtalkchristianradio.com. Click on the button that says register to be a guest and sign up for a show that's convenient to your schedule. If you want to call into the show today to talk to our guest, meet our guest, or even have a conversation about the conversation you're having or join the conversation, just dial 347-989-1363. Now, here's the cool part. You can listen by phone. So if you're leaving out to go to church and you want to continue listening to the show, dial that number and you can just listen on your phone through your Bluetooth in your car. Or you can press the number 1 and you can join the conversation on the show as well. So we'll be back in a few seconds here. We're just going to take a short commercial break. We're going to bring up Laura Richardson, who is passionate about people moving into their destiny after a breakup. Now, we both know, or we all know, when a breakup happens, well, there's a lot of things that happen that most people would take it back if they could. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. And as I mentioned, my first guest today, Laura Richardson, who is from the state of Texas. And she's, as I mentioned, is passionate about people moving into their destiny after a breakup. Her company helps clients avoid running straight to the courthouse and paying large fees. She also helps her clients find alternative solutions to their ongoing problems with their current and former spouses that is faster, cheaper, and less heartache. Now, we all know that in a breakup of any kind, a loss of anything always creates a heartache. She's a licensed attorney in the state of Texas for about 13 years, practicing almost exclusively in family law. So without going any further, I just want to make sure that we bring Laura up on the show, welcome her to the show. Laura, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you. I am ecstatic to talk to you and also to your audience. I am just so happy to be here, and I love today's topic, just, you know, walking into your destiny, working into your purpose, and just really touching upon, you know, the dreams and plans and purposes that God has for you. And so anything, you know, that I can do to help people, you know, move them along in that direction, that is always a good day for me.
Well, you know, Laura, when I look at your stuff, I get really excited about the fact that you're helping people when they're going through the hardest part, one of the hardest parts of their lives. I think that sickness is really a struggle for us, but loss is even harder. And when I say loss, when you're married and you get a divorce, it's kind of it's a huge loss. And I find that a lot of people start acting a lot differently than they would like to be recognized as. So we're going to dive into that a little bit here in a second. But before that, I want to make sure that people understand where you're calling in from, where you're from originally, and how they might connect with you.
Well, I am in the Dallas area. I'm just a little bit north of Dallas. I have a website if they want to connect with me. It's www.howtomoveonafterdivorce.com. They can also find me on social media. My Facebook page is facebook.com/Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E. Dot Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, and they can connect with me that way. My company is essentially, I'm transitioning into life coaching. Obviously, I've done family law for 13 years here in Texas. I'm also licensed as an attorney in New York, as where I'm originally from. I've been licensed there almost 21 years. Time flies, Tony. We primarily focus on finding alternative ways that people can resolve their problems. You know, if you're having an ongoing issue with your ex, your courthouse isn't your only option. There are other ways that we can kind of sit down that aren't as long, and it is a way for people to be able, especially if they have kids, to be able to co-parent together and not increase the discord and conflict and the muckety-muck that's going on between them, and just really help them to be able to move on, get their situation resolved, get a solution to what they're from what their issue is, and be able to move on and do that with the least amount of expense and time, because people don't want to have to take off time off work to go down to the courthouse or to meet with their attorney and all of those things. I mean, sometimes situations it calls for that, but a lot of times there are alternative ways that people can address what's bothering them and still be able to move on and feel like they got a fair shake and feel like they got a fair result from it, and still be able to kind of move on and focus on not what's going wrong in their lives and not what the problems are, but really focus on what God has for them. You know, people don't realize God has dreams for you, before the foundation of the world, and all the time that we spend on focusing on what's negative is time that we're not spending focusing on what we could be doing right, what we could be, what are our next steps to move forward in what God has for us. Or even just sitting and just being quiet and just listening for God's voice, just listening in your inner man to what, Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And so that's really what I would try to encourage my clients to do. Let's figure out what God wants, to be your new normal, because things have changed. And just like you said too, Tony, in our training, they always tell us to look at a breakup, you treat it just as you do a loss of a loved one. I mean, literally a death of a loved one. And for a lot of people, that's what they're experiencing. That, is their, walk. That's a lot of times that's where I find them when they come to me. And so it's really important for me to kind of be able to sit back, and just like you said in the beginning of the show, sit back and listen. Listen to what people are saying. Listen to their heart. Listen to what their biggest fears are, meet them there, and just allow God to flow through me, to use me in the best way possible through my career, but also just listen. A lot of times, my clients will allow me to pray for them and pray with them, and that is just so awesome for me. But, I try to, just really dial in, listen to what their fears are, meet them there, ask God to give me strategy and wisdom and revelation to be able to help them professionally, but anything that I can do, even as far as prayer and just lifting them up to the Lord, whatever their situation is, I always try to approach things from a very practical way, but also a very just in the spirit, in a very spiritual way, just plugging into the Holy Spirit and just seeing what He does. And I'm always amazed, just like you said, I'm always amazed at where Holy Spirit has us and where He takes us. And sometimes it is, things I didn't anticipate, and then sometimes He just, really lays out the roadmap for me. And either way, we're walking by faith. We don't always see, more than 5 feet in front of us, but that's the the very definition of faith, right? And so that's really the hallmark of what I do. I'm also an advanced certified mediator, and so in the business that I'm doing now, I really tap into that, and we look to see how can we leverage what's important to your spouse or to your ex. What's important to them, and we try to leverage that to get what's important to you, and do that in a way that's fair. Do that in a way that's, like I said, kind of that's driven by the Holy Spirit, and we have great outcomes. There is a testimonial video of three young ladies that really, I believe, improved their quality of life because we were able to get their problems resolved without having for them to come up with thousands of dollars to hire someone to help them. And it didn't take them months and months out of their lives, you know, them meditating on what's going on and meditating on, you know, what could happen, you know, all the worst case scenarios. And, you know, that's just such a blessing for me. This is such a blessing. Every client that God brings to my way, I just say, okay, this is a divine appointment. You know, God, you know, what do you want me to do today? And so that's pretty much what I do in a nutshell. As far as my journey to get here, kind of like what you said, Tony, kind of walking in your God-given gift. You know, people might ask me, you know, Laura, you know, you've been practicing for a while. You know, why are you switching careers? And, oh, my goodness, what does that look like? And I kind of chuckle and I say, you know, God has kind of brought you to me because, you know, he didn't bring you someone to help you who's not able to, you know, sympathize from all the things that you're going through. So unfortunately, I'm also divorced, Tony, and I was married for 19 years. And so, you know, kind of walking through that, again, you know, God just kind of gives me a tenderness in my heart, you know, for people who are going through a breakup, whether it's a long-term relationship or they were married, and, you know, just to, you know, during that period of time, it was probably back in 2013, you know, God was really talking to me about, you know, where he wants to take me, what he wants me to do, how he wants me to help people. And, you know, at first, you know, kind of leaving what you've been doing for a long time, you know, it's kind of like walking off of a cliff, you know, you're like, oh my goodness, Lord, you know, you're really stretching me in ways that I really didn't feel like I was, you know, capable of being stretched. But, you know, we know that, you know, God has us in his right hand, which is always able to save us. And, you know, he brings us to, you know, newer levels in him, learning more about his character and nature through the you know, just having to trust him on a deeper level. And, you know, from 2013 even to this morning as I'm talking to you, Tony, you know, I have been stretched and continue to be stretched in ways that, you know, again, that I didn't feel like I was, you know, just able to kind of walk through. But, you know, he always reminds us that, you know, he goes before us to blaze away a path for us to walk. And he also walks alongside us. You know, he never leaves us or forsakes us. And so I guess from 2013 on, you know, God was really talking about transitioning into life coaching. And to be honest, Tony, that was, you know, a large part of what I did with my clients, you know, because, you know, you go through all the kind of legal stuff and you take a look and you say, okay, you know, what does the landscape look like? You know, what does your new normal look like? You know, what does it look like for you to now be, you know, down to one income? What does that look like? You know, how do you map things out? You know, let's get out our spreadsheet. You know, let's get out our chart. You know, what do you want your life to look like in 5 years? You know, if you're having ongoing issues, you know, how do you want to handle that so that you don't have to end up running back to the courthouse? You know, do you want to put in provisions that say, you know, we're going to solve our conflicts this way? You know, we're going to have someone, you know, an independent third party, a neutral third party come in and, you know, we're just going to go directly to them, you know, and just have a sit-down session and, you know, and have that person help us, you know, work out what we're going to do. Or even some people even have trusted family members and friends that they go to who they know are rooted and grounded in God, who will be able to really help them to, you know, resolve what's going on. So whatever that looks like, you know, I always try to find the least restrictive, the least amount of headache, the least amount of expense, and let's move forward that way. And, you know, if we can even help with communication and help them to be able to kind of find ways to communicate better, that's, you know, that's an awesome thing. Another important thing that I really talk to people about, whether they're clients or not, God just really has this in, you know, has me in this season of really talking about forgiveness and how that really helps people to move on. I met a gentleman about a year and a half ago who really seemed to be kind of a happy-go-lucky guy, you know, always a smile, always, you know, positive. And, you know, you talk to him for a little while, and then you really hear, you know, the condition of his heart. You really hear how he was really just so emotionally wounded by, he was unfortunately also divorced. He had been married for about 6 years. And he had been divorced about 18 years when I met him. And, you know, it didn't take long for him to kind of steer the conversation, whatever we were talking about, he would steer the conversation back to that period, that time where he was really wounded 18 years ago, you know, from his divorce and the things that happened in his marriage. And he would start to talk about her, and his countenance would change, and you would just see his demeanor, you know, just absolutely change to this really negative, vile, just, you know, everything that was just, you know, horrible that you can think of. And it's like, wow, you know, it's, you know, I'm like, Lord, you know, how can I help this person? You know, why am I in contact with this person? And, you know, I ministered to him as much as I possibly could. But it just got to the point where it was just toxic. And the last time that I spoke to this gentleman, probably about a year ago, he had a pain in his gut, Tony, that was so bad, it was waking him up out of a sound sleep almost every night. And, you know, I pray for him, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads me. But, you know, as much as I can, you know, I tell people that story because you don't want to be him. You know, you don't want to be constantly meditating on all the negativity and all the hurt and, you know, all those things. You know, they didn't have children together, so he hadn't seen or spoken to her in 18 years. You know, and he's talking about it like he just walked out the courthouse from his divorce yesterday. You know, and anybody that I can save from being that particular gentleman, for that being, you know, the condition of their heart and, you know, who they are and just the pain they're in, you know, that's a good day. So that's, you know, as much as I can to get the word out there about forgiveness and about how that really helps people to move on. And for me, honestly, Tony, I find as I talk to people about that, you know, they feel, I get so much pushback because people really talk about, you know, what the culture defines as forgiveness. You know, the culture says that, you know, if you forgive somebody, it really means that it was okay what they did or what they said. You know, culture says that, you know, if you forgive them, you deserved what happened to you. You know, culture says if you forgive that, you know, there shouldn't be any consequences for what the other person did. And I reject that. I say, you know, the culture's definition of what forgiveness is just wrong. You know, it's on its head. It's upside down. It's backwards. You know, it means, you know, for me, the definition of forgiveness means that you drop or you let go of the right of feeling offended about what happened to you or about what was said about you. You just give up the right to be offended by it. Now, that doesn't mean that that there's no consequences for the other person. You know, sometimes, you know, you can absolutely forgive, but, you know, if you have to do what you have to do, if you have to file charges against them, they, you know, if they physically hurt you, whatever it was, you know, that's certainly not mutually exclusive. You can certainly go ahead and forgive that person, but, you know, do what you need to do to be able to keep yourself safe or get to a place where you're whole again. That's fine. Obviously, you know, you'd be guided by the Holy Spirit, guided by God about what you should do about that. But it certainly doesn't mean that it was okay, but it means that you are determined to go ahead and move forward with your life, not meditate on what happened to you, deal with whatever things you need to deal with it from that, but do that from a spirit of just kind of letting go and really being able to see that person the way God sees them. You know, it's precious. As, you know, we're all, you know, wounded and broken people, and, you know, but God uses us, and he uses us in a mighty way. And so to really kind of look at them from a godly perspective really, I believe, helps them. And sometimes, too, the way that I explain things to people, I try to say, you know, people have assignments. You know, we can have assignments from God that we accept, and some people assign, you know, accept assignments from that other kingdom, you know. and, you know, with people who hurt us, they accept assignments from the enemy. And, you know, I tell them to kind of look at it that way, to say, okay, you know, they accepted assignment against us. You know, let's pray for them. They'll be able to see things, you know, rightly, see things from a godly perspective, take up the assignment from the Lord for their lives, you know, and let's approach it that way. And, you know, and I'm sorry, yes.
We're running out of time, Laura. Time goes really fast on the show. And I love the fact that you're passionate about what you do, and I want to make sure that people, if they go to your website, how to move on after divorce, there's a lot of things that I know that people would have questions about. For instance, you know, you went to college to be a lawyer, and then you got involved in different things, and divorce was part of your life. And as I look at your website, Why Laura, that tab, it tells me a lot of things about you, okay? And from a woman's perspective, you've been through a lot, okay? And it's men and women receive divorce differently. Women seem to carry it on, and men just want to get it over with because most of the time it was their fault. But the thing of it is you personally changed your life around. And one quick question, because like I said, we're running out of time, is, you know, you went from being a lawyer basically to a life coach, based off of, I believe, from what I'm reading, your own personal experiences. So I want people to know that you just didn't learn this in college. This is something that you actually walked through yourself. You personally lost 4 dress sizes in the process. That is huge, okay? Because, well, for me, that would be the opposite, okay? When I stress out, I eat. So the thing of it is there's a lot of ways that you can help people, not because you read it in the book, because you actually walked that path. So I'm hoping that people out there will get in touch with you. I don't think that they have to be in Texas to receive your help. They just have to be able to dial you up or connect with you on social media or through email. So could you give everybody that information?
Yes. You don't have to be in the state of Texas. You can absolutely connect with me through my website, again, www.howtomoveonafterdivorce.com, and click on the contact tabs, and you can reach me that way. Or, again, you can reach out to me on social media on Facebook. It's under my name, laura.diane.richardson. They can also reach me on Instagram on Laura. _D_Richardson. And I'm also on Twitter, and my handle is MoveOn_divorce. So you can reach me those 4 ways. You take a look at my website and Why Laura. You know, I did, you know, God just took me through a season of just fasting and prayer. In 2013, I lost, you know, 4 dress sizes from size 16, or now size 10. and just kind of walking through that transition, and I'm doing it in my late 40s. You know, Tony, in December I'm going to be turning 48, you know, and I'm doing it in this season of my life. And so, you know, kind of getting out there and you know, meeting new people, getting out and dating again. You know, I was with my ex since I was 17 years old up until 2 years ago. You know, it's my whole adult life. And so, you know, I can, you know, learning what it's like to kind of get out there again. Again, you know, I really didn't have a dating experience to even speak of, you know, back when I was 17. But you know, it's a whole new world for me. And so, you know, for my clients, it's a whole new world for them. And so, you know, we're almost kind of walking through together. But you know, God is using me just in a mighty way that way. And again, just kind of taking me through that season and, knowing, so that I would really tenderize my heart and really know, you know, what my clients are experiencing and feeling, and you know, I love it. I just rely on the Holy Spirit and just say, yes, let's go. Let's do this.
Well, it's good to know that you found your given purpose. And so I have to end our interview now. We're just out of time. You know, we'll have to have you back on the show. There's a lot more questions that we have.
Yes, I'd love to.
I'm in Dallas quite often lately, so we'll have to connect when I'm up in that area to see if we can grab a cup of coffee and gain more insight on what you're doing and how I can help you promote what you're doing.
I would love to do that. Absolutely. Let's connect. Absolutely. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It's
our pleasure. Thanks for sharing what you're doing with others. So we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up DePortia Rufus, and she's also in the Dallas area. So here's 2 young ladies that can connect with each other in Dallas, and also you can connect with them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this here, a very short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right. And we're back here at Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're tuning in late and you missed my first interview with Laura Richardson, make sure to go to her website, How to Move On After Divorce. Now, I know people are rolling their eyes about the whole title there, How to Move On. It's possible, people. Everything is possible. With the strength of the Lord by your side, if you take opportunity to use what God has brought to you and to sit down with people like Laura, you might find out, okay, nothing's a guarantee, but you might find out there's an easier way through. So check Laura out, hit her up on her website. You can connect with her there, howtomoveonafterdivorce.com. Now, my second guest, and I got to mention this is the title of the show today, Christians Acting with a God-Given Purpose. I stole that line from her bio, okay? And the reason I did that was, stole sounds kind of rough, but I just was, you know, looking back through my week as I was posting the show up, and, you know, I found that, you know, that God-given purpose happened with me, you know, and maybe it's the Holy Spirit. I don't have the answer, but I do know that that's where I got the title of the show from. So, DePortia Rufus reigns in Dallas, Texas. She's raised by a teenage mother. With the help of God, she started reading and writing at a young age, not knowing that one day she would spread the love of Jesus Christ into all the earth through her pain and passion. Her book, From God, was written with you in mind, okay? So check it out. From God was written with you in mind. We all have a purpose in life, a God-given purpose, but it's up to us to pursue all that we have been given. Although life is hard, with Christ all things are possible. Now, that all sounds great. But if you walk that walk, it's not an easy walk, but it's a rewarding walk. Portia, welcome to the show.
Tony, thanks so much for having me on this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing awesome, and I'm just blessed to be able to have yourself and my previous guest, Laura, on the show sharing the different things. So I'm very interested in a lot of things. I know I mentioned you're calling in from Dallas. Is that where you're from originally?
Yes, I've been here basically all my life since the age of 3. So, yeah, for the past 23 years, I've been a Dallas native. Yes, sir.
Well, very good. Now, I want to talk about your book because okay. I just love the title.
Yes.
God was written with you in mind. Okay, that's the correct title, correct?
It's actually called Your Book from God. Yeah, that's the name of it.
I got it. I see it now. I'm reading it wrong. Your book from God was written
right.
with you in mind. So you mentioned that in your bio that you are you were raised by a teenage mom. And in today's market, that probably isn't as unusual as it used to be. But I think
right.
the same difficulty is there not only for the mom, but for the child.
Yeah.
Let's walk through that a little bit. How did you come upon, was your mother a church-going person? Did you find a church at a young age? Get us to that part.
Yeah, my mother, she had me when she was 17 years old. And, of course, she raised me basically her whole life with the help of God. My father was never there for me, unfortunately. And, growing up in her early 20s, we really didn't go to church. You know, she told me about God and how Jesus Christ died for my sins at a young age, but she was still kind of in the world, I would say. So it wasn't until I was around, 15 years old that we actually found a good church home that we still go to today. We attend the Potter's House. Bishop T.D. Jakes is our pastor there. But growing up, I wasn't really involved in church. I knew about God but I really didn't have a relationship with him until I got much older. And the same goes for my mother. It wasn't until she was like in her 30s where she started, you know, going to church faithfully, serving the Lord, praying and fasting. And, you know, that, of course, rubbed off on me because I saw her, because she was the only role model in my life, you know, seeking God and yearning for God. And, of course, I followed in her footsteps through my own, you know, in my own way. It took me a little longer, but eventually I got there.
Well, don't, I mean, you got there a lot earlier than I did. I was in my early 50s, so
wow.
It's never too late to get there. The hard part is staying there. Yeah.
Amen. Oh, my gosh, yes. Being disciplined,
so,
absolutely.
Now, I've watched some videos and some stuff on Pastor that runs your church. It's a pretty awesome, charismatic, I guess you could say, preacher. And
yes.
I know that my mouth drops when I listen to those types of preachers. So,
yes.
Tony, Dr. Tony Evans came down to Houston, and I went to hear him speak. And, you know, I just couldn't believe the different kinds of people that were in the room that you would have never thought that would have come to listen to that. So God has some crazy stuff that he does with these pastors and the words that they give him. How do you use those sermons that you hear on Sunday in your life through the week?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not just a hearer of the word. I actually try to apply it to my life, my everyday life. And I've been going to the Potter's House since the age of 15. So for 11 years, there's always been like a rhema word, an on-time word that has definitely fed my life and my spirit in some way. You know, you have to go to a church home where you're fed spiritually. You know, it's very important. You have to have someone that can break it down to you on your level. And that's, I thank God for the church that I attend. And but I just, you know, listen to the sermon. I take notes, and then I listen to it throughout the week, you know, so that it can register in my spirit and that I can apply it to my life and apply it to whatever, you know, may be going on in that time or in that season of my life. So I just constantly feed my spirit, you know, because oftentimes we feed our flesh, but do we feed our spirit as well? Not so much, you know, and it's very important to be able to feed your spirit with the word of God, with positivity, with words of life and encouragement, you know, on a day-to-day basis, because this world that we live in is in shambles. And, you know, the devil is always in our ear, you know, trying to inject lies into our brain. And you just have to be guarded with the word of God, you know, every day. You can't walk out here naked, in a sense.
You know, I have to say that I'm very impressed with what you're doing at your age. I mean, you have such an awesome opportunity to reach a generation that no one else, you know, I mean, even with my first guest, Laura Richardson, what she does to help people through divorce or that type of issue. No one is able to reach that age group like someone like yourself. So, what made you to decide to write a book?
Well, that's funny. You know, I've been writing for, you know, I would say since the age of 6. And it just used to be, you know, a hobby as a child. I just used to write short stories or whatever. So I didn't see it as, you know, a gift until I got older. I didn't understand that writing was something that God had, a gift that God had given me. But I started really writing, I would say, at the age of 21. I was in a dark place in my life, and I was just numb. I was hopeless. I despaired of life itself, you know. So I started, you know, sending friends and family little encouraging text messages, and I used to call them Portia Seeds of Hope, you know, and they just used to be a few, you know, encouraging words that I would send out via text. And I would seldomly post those words of encouragement on Facebook, but I feel like I wasn't doing enough. I told God that I wanted to do more, you know, and I wanted to help more people, not just 50 or 60 people, you know, that I know in my circle or whatever. And that's when God spoke to me one day. I was just lying in bed. Like I said, I was hopeless. I had just lost my job. I just had my first real heartbreak. And, you know, my car had just got repossessed, so I was living with my mom, and I was miserable. You know, I was depressed. I just wanted to die. You know, I felt like life wasn't worth living, you know, and I just started sending people text messages, you know, words of encouragement, words of hope, because I was hopeless at the time. So I wanted people to know that it's okay to not be okay, you know, and those text messages turned into little, you know, I would write on sticky notes or I would write in notepads, and I was like, this isn't enough. What am I going to do with all this writing? It's just here sitting in my lap, but I'm not doing anything with it. And that's when God spoke and told me to write a book. You know, I didn't know what type of book I was going to write. I was just writing, you know, and I started, you know, typing everything up, but I still was kind of like, okay, I really don't know what direction this is going to go in, you know, because God was, he was just giving me bits and pieces of what he wanted me to do at the time. So I was still kind of doubting him because I was like, you can't be telling me to write a book right now. I can't even feed myself. I can't even, you know, I'm over here eating candy and water, trying to fool my stomach to think that I'm full. You can't possibly be telling me to do great things when I'm, you know, despairing of life itself. And so, you know, I just want to say that to despise not the day of small beginnings, because those messages turned into Facebook posts, which turned into, you know, notebook writings. And then, you know, I just started typing, and I just typed for years. And that's when God was like, write a devotional, a daily devotional. And that's how your book from God was birthed. It took about 5 years to write, you know, and it's been out. Your book has been out for about 2 months, and I'm just still in shock, you know, because I'm like, wow.
How can people purchase the book?
Yeah, it's actually on BarnesandNoble.com and on Amazon as well. It's available in ebook and paper format. So if you have a Kindle or a Nook, you could purchase it. Or if you just like handheld books that you can write in or highlight, that is available to you as well. And it's also available through other online retailers and distributors, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the two are the go-to sites I would recommend to everyone, because it's like the cheapest, you know.
Now, do you go out and speak to groups of people your age, or a little older, or a little younger?
I mean, I do. I'm a part of the actors and writing ministry at my church. And, you know, I speak here and there, but I haven't had any public speaking events just as of yet. Like I said, it's only been out 2 months. So I've basically been doing, like, you know, just radio interviews here a lot lately in the past month and a half. But I haven't done any public speaking. I'm still trying to break out of my comfort zone because I am an introvert and I'm pretty quiet. So I think God is just getting me ready for that next level and next stage, but I'm ready, you know, but opportunities just haven't presented themselves to do public speaking just as of yet, but I know I will in the future. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Portia, I've been speaking for a few years, and I do the radio shows and all that, so I'm never afraid to stand up and just chat it away, right? But I have found that majority of the speakers out there are introverts. They need to go into a quiet space after they spoke or before just to get energy. And I used to think, that's crazy. That doesn't even make sense, right? But don't allow that to keep you from being out there on a stage, whether it's four people or 400 people, helping them understand just your journey, because that's enough to make them see the difference. God will do the, you know, I used to ask my pastor, when you're up on stage and you see that you're losing the audience, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And he said, that's God's work. I'm just here to deliver the message. God does the rest.
Wow.
So it's different than me being a speaker trying to sell a coaching program or something like that, right? But so if you get out there and you just speak your story, okay, because it's a way to sell your book in the back of the room. So I'm going to give you something to check out. If you go on meetup.com and look for 5 to 10 miles in your zip code, groups of people. Maybe they're moms, or you know, just different women's groups, because I believe you could help a lot of women if you're in front of them.
Yes.
It's free to be a part of these groups, and you could go out there. You know, so you could send your book to through an email. You could ask the leader of that group if you can send them a book. Send them the book, and then ask if you can come and speak to the group and sell your book in the back of the room.
Wow.
So what happens is you don't know who's in that audience that might say to you, hey, you know, how about coming and speaking to our group? So there's a lot of things that you can do out there that will allow you to spread that message even further.
Yes, amen.
Because I will believe that the people in that group probably have children either close to your age or older, and that's where the connection comes to. You know, how you can help their children or their nieces and nephews, you know, because I'm sure from the age of 16 to 26 is your sweet spot.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because you've been there and now you're going there. You know what I mean? So check that out. I think it would be really helpful for you, because I think that one of the things you need to do is make sure your book gets in other people's hands.
Yes, I'm definitely trying to get it out, you know, to the masses. It does. It is an international book, so it could be, you know, it's all over the place right now. It's in the UK, Canada, and I'm just trying to, you know, spread the love of Jesus Christ into all the earth. That's my number one mission right now. That's my vision, you know, is spreading the love of Jesus Christ, because there are a lot of people that deny him, you know, and we're living in a trying time right now, you know, and we need the Lord every single day, every second of the day. And a lot of people think that they can make it without him, but hey, I've been there and done that, and I've come to tell people that you cannot make it without him. You'll forever be lost. You'll forever be yearning for something that's not there, you know. You'll forever be trying to fill a void that only he can fill.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know from personal experience, because I've tried it far too many times.
Right. And there's a lot of people your age that are struggling. Goodness, there's people, I'm 60, there's people my age that are struggling. So it's never too late, you know, to face the struggle. But the trick is for you to get that book into other people's hands. And, you know, I've gone out and visiting different meetup groups like that and brought my book as a door prize so that someone could walk home with it. I wanted to create a reason for them to ask me questions. So, you know, if your book sells for, you know, $15, $20, $30, whatever it is, we know what it costs to print the book. And we know how we can give them a free book on a Nook or something like that. So it's not like you got to invest a lot, right? You just have to invest in just breaking even and letting God's work do the rest.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So that's a good opportunity. Check that out. And I would love to help promote what you're doing, you know, in other ways as well. So I think it's important. I really do. I think our children, you know, I have my youngest is 21, and he has a struggle with the whole church thing and the Lord. And, you know, he's too smart for his own good right now. But, hey, it took me 50 years. So I just hope that God brings him there without shaking his life up too much. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but it is what it is. And if you know the Lord and you love the Lord, you know that your children will be okay once you step aside, you know, let God do his thing, you know. So, but we're supposed to be all brothers and sisters. So if you work that side of the street, so to speak, with your book and reaching others, like, so has your pastor read your book?
No, not yet. It's actually going through a process, you know, because the church is such, it's a mega church. So it's like, gosh, each service is probably like 50 to 60,000 people. It's probably like hundreds of authors, you know, out there as well in the church. So it's actually going through a process to where I have to send it in, and they have to approve it, and then it goes into the bookstore, and then, you know, I'm just trying to set up a book signing, but it's going to take some time because of the size of the church and who, you know, T.D. Jakes is, you know.
Right.
So
well,
I'm
get the
praying.
Book to him.
Yeah,
get the book
absolutely.
To him. Mail it to him. Okay, and
oh, wow.
Let God do the rest.
Yeah.
Skip the
wow,
store, skip selling it. Let it be their idea.
Wow.
Because everybody's
okay.
going through the store, right? Mm-hmm. So what I did was when I wrote one of the books I wrote, it was my on my life story, and I had my pastor write the foreword in it. And,
wow.
you know, of course, it was a part of me that he never knew about, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
he kind of entered the story from the end. But he wrote
wow.
the foreword. So, you know, I mean, and he's not a mega pastor like TJ Yakes is. But the thing of it is, and I don't do anything with the book at the church. I just wanted, mm-hmm. I just felt the need for him to do that, you know. So
yeah.
People say to me all the time, how do you get those people on the radio show? And it's
mm-hmm.
simple. I ask them. So
wow.
you don't have to stay outside the box a little bit, right? You don't have to go uh-huh. through the whole routine of doing everything through the church. Just mail
right.
it to them and see what God does for you, you know, because we're putting our trust in him, right?
Amen. Amen. I will definitely step out in faith and do that. You know, I thought of that, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to. Yeah, but
yeah,
definitely,
because it's just
he's a
you.
Man of
you're
God.
Not special, right? You're not special.
Right.
You're just as special as he is in God's eyes.
Right. Amen. You're right. God shows no favoritism. Absolutely.
Right. Right. So, you know, and I, you know, I just find that those types of stories will help the people that you're trying to help with your book because
mm-hmm.
they don't feel like they're worthy of that process.
Right.
And you don't know what you're right. worthy of until you just throw it out there and see what comes
right.
back.
Right. Absolutely. You got to yeah. throw your whole self out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not
and
afraid.
You
got
to be willing. Yeah. You got to be willing to not have a problem with people knowing. So if we're transparent,
uh-huh.
I really believe God wants us to be transparent and tell our stories.
Yes.
Because
yes.
every one of us has miracles that we don't recognize
mm-hmm.
until we start talking about it or writing it down.
Yes, and I was very, it's funny you say that because I was very transparent when I wrote your book from God. Although it is a daily devotional, I shared, you know, my past experiences and my mistakes in there as well and tied that into particular days that I was talking about certain subjects. So, yeah, you guys will definitely find out a lot about me and my past. You might frown upon it, but hey, you know, I'm not ashamed to say where God has brought me from, you know, because, you know, our testimony is to help, you know, our fellow brother and our fellow sister in Christ. So
mm-hmm.
I was very open and vulnerable when I wrote this, and I didn't hold anything back. So, yeah, transparency is beautiful because you never know who you can help by just being
right.
open, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
And just know when the book sales slow down, okay,
mm-hmm.
the ripple effect that your book has from people that you'll never, ever meet, you'll
right,
never, ever
right.
hear from, you know, that's a God
right.
thing, right? So you just can't
Amen.
Let that keep you from moving your feet on the rest
yes.
of the process.
Amen.
So,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I won't be stopped.
Portia, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. We're unfortunately out of time, so I just want to make sure they connect with you, and we'll have to have you back on the show again.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
As
just let me know
with
when.
all my guests, you know, I wish I had a 2-hour show, but you know,
right.
it just, you know. Anyway, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so you can find me on social media, on Facebook. My name is The Portia. I'll spell that for you. It's a DAPORSCHA, Superfly, all one word. And my last name is Rufus, RUFUS. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Portia, same spelling. I'll spell it again, DAPORSCHA_Rufus. You can also follow me on Instagram at @IAM_ThePortia, and I spelled it kind of weird. So it's DUHPORSCHA. So it's 5 A's. So I'll spell it again, DUHPORSCH, and then 5 A's. So it's like I am the Portia. I probably need to change that because it's kind of confusing. And my website is still being it's still under construction. But it will be up here in the very near future. So you guys can check that out here shortly. It's www.drufus.com. That's how you can get in touch with me.
Well, Portia, thank you very much for your time today. We're so thankful that you took time out for us. Unfortunately, we're right up against the clock, so we're going to have to say goodbye. And thank you to Laura Richardson as well. Tune in next Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. Central Time to Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everybody has a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.